Okay, last time you talk about the four kind of prayer, remember that?
Yeah.
那上次我们讲到四种不同的祷告。
I hope you know, last time and between last time and now, and you have practiced a little bit already.
啊，希望从上次到现在呢，你们已经开始有操练。
Become a 24/7, 360 degree Christian full time.
成为一个二十四小时、七天、哦、365度的基督徒。
Actually, this is very minimum requirement. You don't need to read the Bible. You don't need to understand anything. You just walk out there and pray all the time when you're driving, when you're shopping, doing everything.
那其实这是一个非常基本的，然后你也不需要什么操练，不需要什么训练，你就是不停的每天出去外面的时候，那就可以祷告。
But most of the time when we pray, actually, we must have difficult time. That's why we pray.
那一般呢，我们都是因为有生活呢遇到难处了，我们才祷告。
That's why actually prayer, difficult time, hard time is a blessing because now you are connected to God.
所以呢，痛苦的时候呢，其实是神的一个祝福。所以因为这样，你才会跟神来亲近。
In Christian's life, the hard time usually 99% is a blessing.
那在基督徒来讲呢，困难的时候呢，百分之99%的时候，其实都是神要祝福。
Why? Because the Holy Spirit press you to God.
为什么呢？因为圣灵呢逼着你，你要归向神。
Without the Holy Spirit, difficult time will press us, you know, to difficult, to depression.
那如果没有神的话呢？这种痛苦的时候呢，就会把你逼向那种悲，就是depression, 忧郁症。
That's why Holy Spirit is in us, make the total difference.
所以圣灵在我们里边的时候呢，就会完全有一个不同的。
You have children of God, you have the Holy Spirit. It's a gift from God.
你是神的孩子，你有圣灵在你里面，你就是神的一个礼物。
And you cannot buy it.
那这个礼物呢，是你不能买的。
Someone in the Bible, someone want to buy the Holy Spirit, but Paul said, "You go to hell." You know, you cannot buy the Holy Spirit with money.
那圣经上呢有一个经文，就是有一个人想要花钱来买这个圣灵，然后使徒保罗就说呢，使徒彼得就说呢，你跟你的钱财一起进入地狱吧。
So you know, this is a free gift of God.
所以这是一个从神而来免费的一个礼物。
Love joy peace is unconditional gift from God. Once you believe, you already have love joy peace.
那仁爱喜乐和平呢，是一个免费从神来的礼物。当你相信了，你就得着。
Because of the Holy Spirit, we know how to pray now.
那因为靠着圣灵呢，我们就知道怎么祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit in you, we have an inner power there.To help you how to pray.
那圣灵在我们里面呢，给我们一个内在的力量呢，可以帮助我们来祷告。
And that's why, you know, David is the one after God's heart, and David show us how to pray.
那这个大卫呢，是一个合神心意的人，他就教导我们怎么祷告。
Let's look at how David prayed.
那我们看看大卫是如何祷告。
Elvin, turn to Psalms chapter 31:6.
那诗篇。
And When David is in a hard time,
当大卫在一个困难当中
and actually because of this hard time, actually he's rejoiced in tough time.
那他在这个困难当中呢，他就是在痛苦中来靠神喜乐。
Because he knows God's love, this tough time is for him to grow. Actually, eventually will benefit him.
那他知道呢，这个困难呢是能够帮助他，能够让他成长。
That's why in verse 7 he says, "I will be glad and rejoice in your love, because you knew my affliction and the anguish of my soul."
因为他这里说第七节，我要为你的是 seven 吗 ？Right, I'm glad.
Yeah.
我要为你的慈爱高兴欢喜，因为你见过我的困苦。
And not only that, all my life you know me, all everything about me.Verse 14.
那在十四节呢，他就说呢，我所有的一生呢，都在你的手中。
The Bible said, I trust in you because you are my God. My times are in your hands.
那就是我，你是我的神，我就信靠你，然后我的时候时间呢也在你的手中。
16 is, his love is abounding, will shine on us all our life.
那十六节也说呢，你的脸光照我，你的慈爱拯救我。
For Christian, tough time is good time.
那对基督徒来讲呢，困难的时候是其实是一个好的时候。
Because you need God.
因为你跟神更近了。
And you're closer to God.
你跟神更靠近。
How? That's how David do that. David, in the tough time, he was running away, you know, from Saul. And in the desert, he wrote this. He wrote down, God, you know me.
为什么呢？因为他写这段话，大卫写这段话是在被扫罗逼迫的时候。他说，神啊，你认识我，你知道我。
You know my tough time.
你知道我的困苦。
You know my heart.
你知道我的心。
I still trust you because...You are love. Your love is unconditional.
我还是持续的相信你，因为你就是爱，你的爱是无条件的。
And in another psalm, she said, "Your love is better than life."
那有另外一个诗篇，他说呢，你的爱呢比生命更加美好。
And I cling to you. Your love sustain me.
就是我要来，就是依靠你，因为你的爱呢扶持我。
Because of that, of course, God's unconditional. That's why he praying with joy.
所以因为他这样子呢，所以他能够靠着喜乐来祷告。
All the time, David prayed with joy.
那不管什么时候呢，大卫都是在喜乐中祷告。
Because all things work together for the good. Eventually, he see the benefit later. He grow as a person, and also God will continue to bless him.
因为万事都互相效力，所以呢，他在祷告，在经历神的时候，他就会知道，就是一切都是为了他的好处。
David, after God's heart is because, not because of good time. Actually, most of life is in a tough time. In the tough time, and he grew, he prospers.
那就是那个大卫的成长过程呢，都是在他的困难中成长的。然后他会知道，就是在就是在他困难中，他就能够知道神就是使万事都互相效力。
He know the best is yet to come.
他知道呢，更好的会来。
Because in this life we have the blessing of God, in the next life we inherit the kingdom of God.
那我们在今世呢，我们有从神来的祝福。那我们死后呢，我们就会有永恒的天上的祝福。
So David, after God's heart, is mainly because, and in the tough time, and he continued to rejoice in the Lord. That's the command of Jesus too.
那这个大卫呢，就是为什么是个合神心意的人呢？就是因为他在困难中呢，持续的来信靠神。
And that's why the Bible says, "No, rejoice always."
所以圣经上说，我们要常常的喜乐。
Pray always.
不住的祷告。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
This is the will of God in Jesus Christ.
那这个就是神在耶稣基督里给你们的心意。
That's Thessalonians chapter 5:16.
那是帖撒罗尼迦书第五章。
So he followed God's command, good time and bad time.
所以呢，他就是不管在好的时候、不好的时候，他都跟随。
Especially the good time.
特别是。
Especially the bad time.
Especially the bad time. 哦，特别是在困难当中。
When he has a good time, he just became sinful.
那他在好的时候呢，其实他就开始犯罪。
When he become king, he feel comfortable. Then suddenly he fell into temptation.
那呢，他当其实他成为王了以后呢，他在很好的日子的时候，他其实就落入了这个试探当中。
And one thing is that we must follow David, the joyful spirit.
但是我们要跟随就是大卫这个喜乐的灵。
So last time we talking about four different kind of prayers.
那上次我们讲到四种不同的祷告。
And Paul, you can remind us.
All time.
Pray all the time.
Yeah.
就是每个时不论何时都祷告。
And for everyone.
Pray at all time.
Yeah.
The first one. What's the second one?
All circumstances.
All circumstances. All matters.
不管什么样的。
All matters.
One more.
环境。
Michelle.
All the time.
所有的情景下
That's all circumstances.
That same thing is all circumstances. With all kind of prayer, right?
For everyone.
For everyone. Right, for everyone. So,
为所有人,
that is in Ephesians chapter 6.
在以弗所书第六章,
we must be strong when in prayer. We are full time prayer. We must be full time. It's a full time Christian.
那我们呢, 作为基督徒, 我们是全职的基督徒。
But it says there, Elvin, turn to the 6:18 Ephesians now.
Now, 翻到以弗所书第六章。
18. Now, the Ephesians is a book, is a letter for all the churches in Asia Minor.
那以弗所书呢，是给就是。 Asia 这个地区叫什么 ？Asia 这个地区的一封信。
All the church. There's a 236 community in the Asia Minor.
那当时在这个亚细亚有230几个教会。
This letter is supposed to read in all this area. That's the only circular letter for sure in the Bible to every church, not just to Ephesian church.
那这个以弗所书呢，是在圣经里面唯一一本书是非常确定的，是给所有亚细亚教会就是轮流阅读的一本。
So it does not deal with particular problem. Just deal with the most important question is the you belong to the family of God, you are the children of God. What you must do?
就是呢，你是神的教会里的一员，是神的家里一员。那你作为这一员呢，你要做什么？
You talk about love, all these things, but today we focus on the 18.
那我们之前讲过爱，但是我们今天呢，我们就是
专注在十八节上。
Yeah.
Now, last time we talked about the four kind of prayer as a full-time Christian, not sometime Christian.
那我们上次讲到呢，我们是一个全职的基督徒，不是一个半工半读的基督徒。
Now today we deal with the 17 and the beginning of 18.
那我们今天读呢17、18节。
Take the helmet of salvation.
戴上救恩的头盔。
And the sword of spirit.
拿着圣灵的宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
就是神的道。
And pray in the spirit.
然后靠着圣灵祷告。
What do we mean by what's meant by praying in the spirit?
那靠着圣灵祷告是什么意思呢？
When we pray these four kinds of prayer, we must pray in the spirit.
那我们刚才讲的那四种祷告，我们都是要靠着圣灵来祷告。
So we're going to talk about the teaching in the New Testament. What is the praying in the spirit?
那我们就是按着新约的教导呢，什么是在圣灵中祷告？
Remember, the Spirit is the sword of Holy Spirit. It means we have to take up God's word first.
那这里讲到就是我们这个灵呢，就是圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。所以我们要先学神的道。
After we become a Christian, have the helmet of the salvation. Now we have to use God's word.
那当我们就是戴上这个救恩的头盔的时候呢，我们就要拿着神的道来成为我们的宝剑。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的能力。
So the first thing we pray is that we must pray according to the Bible, according to God's will.
那第一件我们要祷告呢，就是我们要按着圣经来祷告，按着神的心意来祷告。
Pray in the Spirit.
那在圣灵里祷告。
So we'll go on to explore the words of God. What's that mean? What's it meant by? But the first thing, pray in the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.
那第一件事情就是在圣灵祷告呢，圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
We look at David already, how he praying in tough time, and he can still rejoice, praying with a joyful spirit.
那刚才我们讲到呢，就是大卫在困难当中，他还可以用一个很喜乐的灵来祷告。
Without the Holy Spirit in tough time, you cannot be joyful.
那如果没有圣灵，你在困难当中，你是不可能喜乐的。
Unless you are insane.
Unless you are
insane.
Insane. 除非你是得了神经病。
Psychologists tell you when you have tough time, you cannot be joyful. All you can do is try to, you know, be positive, stay positive. that alone rejoice.
那那个心理学家就说，你们在困难中是不可能就是喜乐的，你最多也就是能够有一个积极正面的。
Only Christian have the joyful spirit.
那只有基督徒才可以。
Not in good time. In good time, you don't have to read the Bible. In tough time.
只有基督徒能够在困难当中，不是在好的环境下，才能够有这样子的喜乐。
So that's why the Bible commands rejoice in the Lord always. I and again, I say rejoice and pray and also give thanks. That's the will of God.
所以呢，在圣经里说呢，就是就是常常喜乐，要就是不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。但是你刚刚讲的不是这个圣经。Cite another different verse.
Is that right? Okay. Anyway, it's okay. She's right, I'm wrong. Okay.
I saw my kids and then I got lost. Sorry.
So the will of God is for us to have a joyful spirit at all time, in good time and bad time, because God is strong and God is in charge. God is love. He'll provide you.
那不管是好的环好的情况不好的情况呢，神呢就是都是爱，我们要持续的来，就是。
And also, I can even tell you the Bible promise: if you are not joyful, your God will not listen to your prayer.
那圣经上呢还有一个经文就讲到，如果呢你不喜乐的时候，甚至神可能都不会听你的祷告。
In Psalm 37, David again, it says right here.
那在诗篇37篇，大卫这边说
，Delight yourself in the law, he'll give you the desire of your heart.
就是你要靠着神的喜乐呢，他会将你心所愿的呢给你。
The first principle of successful prayer is that you must be joyful.
那在就是成功祷告的一个关键呢，就是你要首先你要喜乐。
Now joyful is not just smiling.
喜乐不仅仅只是微笑。
And that's easy.
其实那个很简单。
You don't have to believe Christ.
那你的不需要相信神。
It's from your heart.
但是是从心里的。
The Bible, Psalm 28 says, "Leap for joy when we pray, your heart will leap for joy."
那呢，在诗篇里边有讲到，当然我们喜乐的时候，我们的心就是好像像跳跃一样的喜乐。
When you have chance, read 28. David live for joy when he pray. Not only that, when you pray, you know that's another thing is the peace of God will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ.
另外一点呢，就是神的平安呢会保守你的心思意念。
And Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
The whole chapters around about joy.
那整一个章节呢，都在讲到喜乐。
When Paul wrote this letter Philippians, he was in prison.
那当这个腓立比书保罗写腓立比书的时候呢，他其实是在监狱里面。
He was singing in the prison.
他在监狱里就那里歌唱。
And people think he was crazy.
人们都觉得他疯了。
But finally, they think, hey, he is really joyful.
但是别人发现，哎，他是真的很喜乐。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
那因为呢，神的喜乐呢是我们的力量。
Joy is a strength.
那喜乐是一种力量。
It's the power from the Holy Spirit.
是从圣灵来的一种能力。
Last time when we have a sermon on the about the Holy Spirit will give you the strength is in chapter 3:16. It says right here.I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through your spirit in your inner being. That's why you can do it, because the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. You can see the hope and the love of God. No, all this thing is only working for the good.
那在上一次呢，我们有在这个以弗所书有讲到，就是说我们在这个是这里吗？
记着他的灵，
我们要借着耶稣的信灵住在你们里面，让你们的爱心有根有基。
前面，
借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Remember, through His Spirit, strengthen you with the power in your inner being, not the power from outside. It's in you already.
就是靠着他的靠着耶稣这个圣灵呢，使你在你里面的力量能够刚强。
The Holy Spirit is a power in you. It'll give you joy.
那圣灵呢，它是一种能力，它能够给你喜乐。
In tough time, we find out actually, somehow our state of being is joy. Even we cry, but we know God's going to take care. We have some kind of joy inside.
那就是在痛苦的时候呢，虽然我们可能是在哭泣，但是我们里面呢是有一种力量，知道神呢会来看顾我们。
So that's why the joy of the Lord in tough time is your strength. It is a promise, guarantee.
所以呢，就是在痛苦中的神给你的这种力量呢，这种喜乐呢，其实是一种应许。
You just pray.
你只需要祷告。
Because God is close to the broken heart.
因为呢，神呢是亲近那个悲伤心破碎的人。
You just pray because God knows your tough time, and your heart will suddenly become joyful.
那呢，你在你痛苦中呢，你向他祷告，那神就会亲近你，他会使你能够
有喜乐。This kind of joy is from God. It's not a human joy. It's a joy you can your heart live for joy. You know there's a hope, there's a love, there's a future there.
那呢这种喜乐呢不是人能够给你的喜乐而是一种喜乐呢你知道你有一个盼望你有一个、哦、未来在那里
And that's why the first principle of a successful prayer is you must pray in a joyful spirit
那所以呢一个成功的祷告的一个第一个要素就是我们要用喜乐的灵来祷告
Let's look at Paul how he going to practice this
那我们看看保罗他是怎么操练这个。
Philippians chapter 1。
腓立比书第一章。
After we finish in Philippians. Philippians have 17 times talk about joy. Only 4 chapters, but 17 times talk about joy.
那这个腓立比书呢只有四章可是有17次提到就是
Rejoice in the Lord.
讲到呢，就是我们要靠主常常的喜乐。
Okay, Alvin, let's look at the chapter 1:3, and I'll read the in English, and I'm going to read in Chinese. Chapter 1:3. I thank God every time I remember you in all my prayer for all of you. I always pray with joy.Because of your partnership to help me in the gospel, the first thing. And he who begun a good work in you will carry on to complete until the day of Jesus. When God start a good blessing you, will continue to bless you until Jesus come.
那这里讲到就是说啊，我每逢想到你们，我就感谢神。每逢为你们众人祷告的时候呢，我。更是常常欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺啊福音。
And God going to bless you, continue to do good to you, and during your lifetime.
那神呢就会啊在你的一生的日子里边呢，继续的持续的在你身上来动工。
Because Paul truly believe.God has started a good thing in you. You already become a Christian. He'll continue to carry until the completion.
那因为保罗相信呢，神已经在你身上开始的功呢，他就是一直会做到啊，成全这功。
And Jesus said, not even one sheep will be lost.
那耶稣也说呢，一只羊也不会流
He will go on to look for the lost sheep.
他会去找到这个丢失的羊。
Nobody can snatch.Let it from me.
没有人呢能够从我这里把你夺去。
So the first thing you know, a Christian is that the not only pray, you practice joy, joyful spirit.
那就是作为基督徒呢，我们不仅仅是要祷告，然后我们还要操练这个喜乐的灵。
Because God going to bless you if you continue.
因为呢，你继续这样子做的话呢，神就会来祝福你。
We don't have time. Romans chapter 5:5 says very clearly, rejoice in your suffering.
那在罗马书5:5就说呢，我们要在我们的困难中，我要喜乐。
Because suffering will bring character.
因为呢，这个困苦呢会带来
character will bring hope.
靠带来品格会带来盼望。
You become stronger Christian. Hope, the hope will.Will not be disappointed because God will continue to love you until the end.
那个盼望呢，不至于羞愧，因为呢，神呢会继续的在你们身上成就。
So that's an easy thing to do. Now you don't have to read the Bible, study theology, spend, you know, $2,000 for a course.
对，你现在不需要，就是花2000块去参加一个那个，去神学院。
I'm standing here, you know, we have the master degree, you know, we spend almost $50,000 just to finish this course.
那我们就是有一些神学院的就是课程啊，需要花5000块钱去完成。
50,000.
5万块。
1 year.
一年。
It's crazy, right? But now you get it free.
是不是很亏的？现在你可以免费的。
The free thing is that you can practice when you walk out this door right away.
那好处就是你一走出去呢，你就可以实践出来。
Become joyful.
成为一个喜乐的神。
And you say, I don't have that joyful. Then pray.
你说哦，我没有喜乐呀，但是你所以你就要祷告。
When the Bible said, you know, when you pray, the peace of God will guard your heart and mind, Jesus Christ, and also the joy will come through the Holy Spirit.
那你这个喜乐呢，能够使你更加的亲近神，会给你带来这个仁爱、喜乐和平。
Many Bible, we don't have time, but God promised when you pray, that's a joy come unconditionally.
那 有很多地方呢都讲到，当你祷告的时候呢，这个喜乐就会临到你。
Joy and peace always come together.
那喜乐跟和平呢，都是肩并肩的。
So try, you know, you don't have to go to a doctor. You just pray.
就试一下，你可以不用去看医生，然后你就祷告。
And when you continue to pray, you know, the Holy Spirit get close to you, God close to you, because God is a source of joy, source of life, then you becoming joyful.
当你祷告，持续的祷告呢，圣灵与你越来越近，因为神呢是我们一个源头，一个喜乐源头，你就会越来越喜乐。
You don't know why.
你也不知道为什么你会这样。
And you just continue to do that because God says so. You believe that.
那你就持续的，因为神这么说呢，你就持续的这么做。
And Paul encouraged the Philippian church continue to be joyful because the God is a God.Of your life, and he will finish the job for you.
那这个保罗呢，就鼓励这个腓立比教会呢，就是你要继续的祷告，因为神在你身上所开启的工呢，他一定会完成。
The central words of the Philippians is chapter 2, verse 3. I'll read it to you. Chapter 2, verse 13. It is God who works in you.Not other thing, not psychologists, not other thing, not you, working you. Not self-help book, right? Those have self-help book, they try to sell books, right? And they cannot even help themselves. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good promise.
是第几章？第三章吗？
第二章第十三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
Yeah.
For it is God who works in you. Okay. 所以因为你们呢，就是神在你们心里运行，就是为了要成就他的美意。
That's God works in you first.
所以呢，神要在你里面先开始。
To will and to act.
来，就是使他能够立志行事。
So you just let God to do the job.
你就让神呢来做他的工。
Bible always says God take the initiative.
那圣经上一直都说呢，这个神呢是开启的那个人。
When we are Christian, we need to crucify our old self in the cross, right?
那我们作为基督徒，我们要把我们的老我呢钉在十字架上。
At the same time, you have to crucify one more thing.
同时呢，你还要再钉另外一个在十字架上。
To crucify the why question on the cross.
To crucify the
why, why.为什么？
去把那个整天问为什么的那个也钉在十字架上。
Because you don't need to know why.
因为你不需要知道为什么。
You are too limited. You cannot know why.
因为我们都是有限，我们没有办法知道为什么。
To turn on the light is to flip the button.
那我们只需要知道，我们就是按。
Switch.
就按一下开关呢，灯就会亮。我们不需要知道为什么它会亮。
By the time you understand all electricity is too late.
当你完全的了解了这个结构，你已经太迟了。
God just want you to flip the switch.
神只是需要你点开这个，就是
crucify the why.
把这个为什么钉在十字架上。
Because Christian doesn't need that.
因为基督徒不需要这个。
Only philosophy need that.
只有那个哲学家才需要知道。
And most philosophers become so unhappy they commit suicide.
那其实很多哲学家，因为他们就是 越研究就是越痛苦，然后很多都自杀。
Because that's never ending why, never ending.
因为永远都有问不完的为什么。
And if you ask why, you know, then your relationship is not going to be good.
如果你问你的老婆为什么，那你永远的关系都不会好。
So drop the why.
所以把这个为什么放弃。
Just believe God.
就相信神就好了。
Enjoy your prayer. Pray in a joyful spirit.
那呢，你就是那个享受这个祷告，在喜乐中来祷告。
The Bible promises, if you delight in the Lord, He will give you the desire of your heart.
那圣经上呢，就是应许呢，当你祷告说，神会把你所愿的给你。
And the second thing, that's the first principle. One principle is not enough. The second principle.
那呢，一个就是祷告的关键不够，还有另外一个。
That one is long, but we're going to simplify it.
那个另外一个呢就比较长，但是我们把它简单化。
Jesus teaches us how to pray, right?
那耶稣教导我们怎么祷告。
When we pray, we cannot ignore the Lord's prayer.
那我们祷告的时候呢，我们不能就是把这个主的主祷文呢，就是放在一边。
But most people too complicated. They wrote a book that thick about the Lord's prayer.
那我们人都是很复杂化。有一个人把主祷文写成一本书。
How many people will read that?
有多少人读过那本书
？How many people remember that?
有多少人能够记得住那本书？
So we don't need that.
我们不需要。
Today we take 5 minutes. You're going to understand the Lord's prayer.
那我们今天只需要花五分钟，我们就能够理解，就是。
And if you have why question, just drop it.
如果你是一个为什么的基督徒呢
？Just believe.
你就放弃吧，你就相信就好了。
Is believe your life is much better.
你相信了，你的生命会更加的美好。
Oh, let's look at the Lord's prayer, chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, 9.
那我们翻到马太福音六章第九节，我们看看这个主祷文。
In Matthew, okay, that in Luke in everywhere, that's a lost prayer too. But we look at the Matthew one.
那在路加还有其他的地方也有主祷文，但是我们今天看的是马太的这个马太福音的主祷文。
When Jesus taught us how to pray, the first thing is that he just got baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那呢，他教我们这个圣耶稣教导我们怎么祷告的时候呢，他刚刚就受洗出来。
So he start his career with Holy Spirit.
那呢，他就是靠着圣灵呢，他开始了他的工作。
Then he went to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil in the power of the Holy Spirit.
那呢，就靠着圣灵能力呢，他就40天进到旷野去受这个魔鬼的试探。
Now he continued to teach us how to pray because this is the spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit will Jesus use through the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray.
那呢，通过圣灵呢，这个耶稣就教导我们怎么祷告。
It's not your power. It's Jesus want us to pray in His Spirit.
那不是靠着我们的灵，而是靠着。耶稣希望我们是靠着神的灵来祷告。
The second thing to pray, not only in joyful spirit, we must pray in Jesus' spirit.
所以呢，就是第一个就是靠着喜乐的灵祷告，第二呢，就是我们要靠着耶稣的灵来祷告。
Jesus' spirit and the Holy Spirit, in theology is the same thing.
那其实，在圣经学中。就是神学中呢，就是圣灵的灵跟耶稣基督的灵呢是同一个灵。
Even in Corinthians chapter 2, Jesus said, "My spirit, is the Lord's spirit." Paul said, "God's spirit." Jesus' spirit is Jesus is the spirit.
那哥林多后书呢也讲到，就是神的灵就是耶稣的灵。
Yeah, the Lord is the spirit. Talk about.
就是主的灵呢，就是圣灵的灵。
好 ，Here, how are we going to pray in Jesus' spirit?
那我们怎么样靠着耶稣的灵来祷告
？The first thing.
那第一个。
Chapter
9.
Chapter 6. Chapter 6:9. That's how you should pray. Our Father in heaven.
那呢，这个第六章第九节就说我们要这样子祷告。我们天上的父
Hallowed be your name
愿人都尊你的名
Father we respect your name You are the Father in heaven
那父我们尊崇你的名你是天上的父
Why you need teach it Because in, in the history of human being, nobody dare to call God is your father.
因为呢，在当时的这个背景呢，没有人敢称天上的神呢为父。
When you say God is your father, it means you inherit the whole kingdom.
当你说哦，天上的神是你的父呢，你就是继承了天上的遗产。
In Hong Kong, nobody can say, you know, I'm the son of Li Ga Shing. Impossible.
那呢，在香港没有人敢说哦，我是李嘉诚的儿子。
If you say that, you must be insane.
如果你说这个话，那估计你也是神经病了。
But here, Jesus tells us, you call the Creator the Father.
那这里呢，他讲的就是我们要称那个创造者的为父。
See, there's someone insane there. Already.
看这已经有人在发疯了。
Yeah, without God, of course, you're insane. You call, you know, you scream.
那你没有父的话呢，真的你可能会发疯，你会可能尖叫。
Mean the next thing we must pray in as the spirit of son. We must pray as the son.
那呢，我们就是要靠着这个。我们是儿子的身份，儿子的灵来祷告。
Because you know, when you once you believe Christ, you are the Son of God.
当你相信基督的时候呢，你就是神的儿子。
Then Holy Spirit come to you, have the DNA, the Holy Spirit. Then you are really God's son.
那呢，这个圣灵呢就会来把这个神的这个 DNA 给你，然后你就是成为神的儿子。
Jesus wants us to call God our Father. It means assume you are the Son.
那他耶稣让我们称天上的。神为父，因为呢，我们是他的。
We don't know how much blessing are there. When you call the Creator, the richest man in the universe, the Son, the Father, it is something. Means you are rich too.
那呢，当你称这个就是最富有的这个创造宇宙万物的主呢为你的父的时候
but rich is automatic. You have the life of God.
所以呢，你就从神那里，就是你得到从神那而来的生命。
You has the same life as God.
你就跟神一样，有同样有神的生命。
Equal as Jesus as the Son of God.
就跟耶稣是同等的，是都是神的
儿子。You know, when you are Son of God, you will inherit everything.
当你知道呢，你是儿子的时候呢，你就可以继承这一切。
What is it here?The Father will take care of you. Jesus is just saying, you know, when you call him Father, you are the Son. He's going to take care of you all your life.
其实耶稣就是在讲了，当你称天上的父呢，天上神为父的时候呢，他就会看你为儿子，他会照顾你，看顾你。
That's why John said, "What a tremendous blessing we shall be called the children of God."
所以约翰就说呢，就是我们称为神的儿女呢，是何等大的那个荣耀。
That's crazy, he said. It's crazy.
就是他的意思就是说，哇，这好像是很疯狂。
That's too good to be true.
好像太就是都不敢相信是。
And also that's free too, free.
而且呢，还是免费的。
It's like someone you know coming to you, hey, Paul, you are my son. You said, who are you? And he said.And I'm Donald Trump.
就好像就是有一个人来到 Paul 面前说，哎 ，Paul， 你做我儿子吧。然后 Paul 就说，你是谁呢？他说，哦，我是那个 Donald Trump， 我是川普。
You don't want to. Right? Mean someone? How could someone who is the rich, who is God, who is and everything, who will call you a son? That's impossible. It's only one thing is possible. He said so.
那呢，就是听起来是很不可能的。怎么一个就是最富有的一个创造一切的神来叫你为他的儿子呢？除非一个就是他先称为你，称你为儿子。
So we pray in the Son's spirit.
所以我们要靠着儿子的灵来祷告。
Do you think we'll answer your prayer? Yes.
你觉得他会祷听你的祷告吗？是的，他会。
He command you in Jesus' name to pray.
他就是命令你呢，在就是耶稣的灵里祷告。
John 15 said, "You did not choose me. I have chosen you."
那约翰福音就说呢，我不是你拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你。
Not only chosen you, now in my name you can pray about everything. God will answer.
不仅仅只是拣选，而是呢，你靠着我的灵呢来祷告呢，我就会来应许。
That's John chapter 15, the last words. Sometimes we forgot.
那呢，这个是 约翰福音十五章最后的那一节。
We always look at the wine and the branches. Okay, you must connect to the wine branches. But he forgot. God said, "I have chosen you to pray like a son."
那个经文有讲到，大部分人都只是记得哦，你是葡萄树，我是枝子。但是很多人都忘记了最后那个经文里讲的，就是我会应允你的祷告。
That parable mainly is for you to connect to God in prayer in Jesus' name.
那个就是比喻呢，枝子跟葡萄树比喻呢，就是说我们要靠着祷告能够跟神一起连接。
In Jesus' name, and God has chosen you to be the son. In Jesus' name, you can pray about anything. If the thing is correct, God will answer.
那我们就是靠着圣灵的耶稣的名祷告。那如果呢，你祷告的是合适的、正确的，他就会。
Last time we talk about God listening to every prayer.
那上一次我们讲到呢，神其实是听每一个祷告的。
We just put in the parking lot, Michelle, you know, gave me a ride, and we pray, and the parking lot opened.
那一天我们跟 Michelle 一起去坐他的车，然后我们祷告有那个就是 parking、
yeah.
有那个停车位。
He's backing out, we're going in. Oh, perfect.
那我们祷告完了以后呢，就有一个人就出来，我们就能够很顺利。
Because today is full of, you know, maybe they have a basketball or something. It's a full of people in the parking.
Yeah, exactly.
那今天他们这边就是停车场位置比较紧缺。
You think God listen to small prayer? Yeah, of course.
你觉得神会听你这种小的祷告吗？是的，他会。
Because God listened to every single prayer.
因为神呢，其实是听所有一切的祷告。
Because the purpose of prayer last time is to connect to God, to build relationship with God. It's not about what you need, because God already knew what you need.
那上次我已经提到，就是我们的祷告呢，其实是为了跟神连接，而不是说跟他讲你的需要。其实他已经知道你的需要。
God wants you to pray all kind of prayer.
神希望你呢，就是能够祷告。
Small, big, everything.
一切的祷告，小的大的。
If you don't pray small prayer, you will not pray big prayer.
如果呢，你小的祷告你都不做的话呢，你就不会做大的祷告。
It's a learning process.
这是一个学习的一个过程。
Now, of course, God listens to every prayer, but He does not grant every prayer.
当然，他听所有的祷告，并不代表呢，他会应许所有的祷告。
But actually, we pray so many prayer.Most of the time, God did not answer our prayer.
那其实呢，我们祷告这么多呢，其实大部分的神都没有答应我们的祷告。
Because we prayed the wrong prayer.
为什么呢？因为我们做了错误的祷告。
And God even still listen, but God will correct them.
那神呢，还是会听你的祷告呢？他同时呢，他会纠正你的祷告。
Why we prayed the wrong prayer? Because we don't read the Bible.
为什么我们做了错误的祷告呢？因为我们没有读圣经。
You said I have tremendous faith on you know this prayer.
那你说哦，我在这件事情上我有很大的信心。
But you did not read the Bible.
可是你没有读神的话。
There's no chance God going to promise you.
所以呢，就是不神，就是神不会来应允你这样的祷告。
Because it's harmful to you.
因为对你来说是有害的。
Yeah, a lot of things is harmful to us. You continue to pray for them.
那很多时候呢，我们的祷告都是对我们有害的，可是我们还是持续的来祷告。
I use example always my son when he was young pray for ice cream every day.
我就用有一个例子，就我儿子小的时候呢，每一
天。We cannot give it to him, but one day I told my wife, try give him, you know, whole week nothing except ice cream.
那我的儿子每天呢，他就是想要吃冰激凌。有一天呢，我就跟我的太太说，那我们这个一个星期什么都不给他，
Because he's necking,
只给他冰激凌。
Okay, let him try the stone. Let him try the stone.
因为他一直在那里就是找了我们，我们就说好吧，那就把石头给他吃一下。
After 3 days, he's sick and tired of ice cream. I want to eat fish. I want to eat hamburger. No more ice cream.
那他吃了3天的冰淇淋以后呢，他就跟我们说：“不行了，我不能再吃了，我要吃 hamburger， 我要吃那个。”
We pay for the wrong thing. God has stopped us. We got because we don't know what is good. Because only God knows what is good. Because He knows the future.
那个我们做坏错误的祷告呢，神会来纠正，因为呢，神呢是知道未来的。
Okay, the second thing is the first thing is pray.In Jesus' spirit, right? And under Jesus' spirit, the first thing is, we pray as a son.
那我们要靠着耶稣的灵来祷告，而且是以这个儿子的身份来祷告。
God give only good thing to the son.
那神呢，只会把最好的给他的儿子。
Or daughters.
或者女儿。
Okay, the first thing it says right here. You're our Father in heaven. That is a tremendous promise already.
那这里呢说天上的父呢，这已经是一个极大的应许了。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
那你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在
天上。God wants us to pray according to His will.
神呢希望我们按着他的心意来祷告。
So the second thing is the pray in Jesus' spirit is first, you know you are the son like Jesus. Secondly, you must pray like Jesus according to God's will.
那第一呢，我们就是要靠着耶稣的灵儿子的身份来祷告。第二呢，我们就是要按着他的心意来祷告。
That's in the Lord's Prayer.
那这个就是在主导文里。
That's why Jesus said, you know, before he went to the cross, the night before, he says, you know, everything is possible with you, Lord. Remove this cup, but not my will, but your will be done.
所以呢，耶稣呢，在客西马尼园准备钉十字架的前一夜呢，他就说：“神啊，在你凡事都能，若是你愿意呢，能够把这个杯挪去，但是不是我的心意，乃是神你的心意。”
We learning by doing. We pray to the Lord. I want ice cream. I want all kind of thing. And then God gave only the best to us. We don't want the best, but God gave us the best. And then finally, we learn God's will. What is God's will?
所以呢，我们祷告，天天就问冰激凌，但是神呢，我们还是跟神说，神啊，你的心意成就，所以呢，神会把最好的那个给你。
God give you freedom to choose。
神呢，就是把自由给你，给你自由的意识。
Because he respect you.
因为你什么
？He respect you.
因为呢，他尊重你。
You are not a robot.
你不是一个机器人。
You are not an AI robot.
你不是一个人工智能机器人。
God respect you, but He wants you to know you can choose to do bad at the same time. You can choose to do good too.
他呢就是给你这个，因为你是一个人，他尊重你，给你自由意志，你可以选择不好，你也可以选择好。
God judge you judge it better to bring good from evil rather than have no evil at all.
那呢就是神呢就是从邪恶中翻转给你好的，总比你比那个就是一直都是好。
Because without evil, there's no love.
因为呢，没有邪恶的时候，你就看不出爱。
God wants you to try the best thing, then you try when you try the good thing by your own choice, you're fully convinced God is love.
那当你就是试过了不好的东西以后呢，然后呢，你再试真正好的东西，你就能够知道呢，什么才是神的爱。
God wants you to agree with Him, then to do the thing, because God waiting for you to come.
那呢，神呢，就是希望在等着你回来。
Even the prodigal son, the father gave him everything. He went away and he squandered all his money, and finally he come back.
那个就是浪子呢，也是一样的。他的父亲呢，把一切都给他了，可是他就是荒废，浪费一切。
That's how God works things, and God be patient with us.
那这个浪子浪费了一切呢，才回家。
So God wants you to choose the good thing by your own will, free will.
那呢，神就是希望呢，你靠着你这个可以自由选择的意思，
来
选择这个对的。
You choose His will, not your own will.
对，让你自己能够选择他的旨意。
The problem of us is we choose our own will. We don't read the Bible. We don't care about God. God, I want this. I want this. I have great faith. Every day, I have great faith.
那我们的问题就是呢，我们就有很多我们自主意识。我想要这个，我想要那个，我想要的东西，神啊，我是很有信心的，你一定会给我。
But did you know the Bible said this is ice cream?
但是你知不知道圣经说你这个你要的其实是。是冰激凌呢
？It's not good for you.
是对你不好的。
Great faith is nothing. The Bible, when God answered prayer, Jesus never mentioned about great faith. Only when about miracle, all these things. When you believe Christ, you need faith. When you come to prayer, you must have God's word first. You must read the Bible. You must know God's will. What God will is here. Your will be done on earth as in heaven.
那呢，就是在圣经里边呢，讲到信心的时候，通常都是得医治的时候，你需要很大信心。但是呢，在这些平常祷告的情况下呢，你需要的并不是说这种信心，而是呢，你要按着神的心意来祷告。
Even nothing to do with faith, everything we do, trusting God's word.
那不仅仅是我们祷，就是祷，我们是信靠神的话语来祷告。
Yeah, trusting God's word, not trusting the world's idea, your idea, other idea, and with no reference in the Bible.
不是说你信靠就是别人的看法，你的看法，而且这些看法都没有圣经的根据的。
Without the Bible, most of prayer is really greedy.
那没有圣经呢，就是拿圣经除去呢，一般呢，我们的祷告呢都是很贪婪的，都是贪婪的祷告。
More and more.
更多更多。
My other Bible study group.The husband prayed for, he already have 2-3 houses. He want more. And he only one person work. His wife is at home. And he's working in a normal job. He said, you know, he's going to go up in real estate. He keep praying. Then God, he said God gave him the house. The CIBC gave him the loan.
那呢就是我一个认识一个弟兄呢，他就是一个人工作，太太没有工作，他一个人就是赚钱养家，然后他买了两三个房子，他还祷告说神再就再给他一个房子，然后呢他还跟我说神应许了他这个
祷告。He stressed himself too much. Now everything come down. He's in big trouble.
那呢当时就是房地产比较好，现在呢房地产现在不行了，所以他现在就是有很大的麻烦。
He said, "I thought it's God's will, but actually it's not."Now I'm in trouble. I just got to take away all this debt.
那呢他就说哦，我当时觉得是神的心意，可是现在我发现不是，我就希望神能够帮助我把这些债务还清。
Because he's not content with what he has.
因为呢他并不满足他现有的。
And he put himself into a trap and then and harm himself.
那呢他其实把自己呢放在一个陷阱当中，然后呢就是伤害了自己。
Because the root of all evil is greediness.
因为呢，这个贪财呢是万恶之根。
God wants us to be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
因为呢，这个知足加上敬虔的心呢，乃是大利了。
We must stop. We must know, hey, God, I'm happy with what I have. If you want to give me more.It's okay if you don't give me more. It's okay too. I just enjoy you.
那呢，我们就是跟神说，神啊，你给我的是足够，我已经满足了。如果你要把一些拿去，或者再给我一些呢，我也是知足了。
And Jesus even said, if you take away the earthly thing, actually you'll be happier because you store up treasure in heaven.
那其实耶稣说呢，如果你把世上的这些钱财呢拿走呢，其实对你来说更好，因为呢你在天上就有更多。
It's enough to have something to eat, clothing, enough to something cover, and a place to live, and enough clothing, that's enough.
其实呢就是有吃有喝有穿的就足够了。
That is the second thing. Your will be done. God's will. We have to look at God's will. Jesus' will is that we focus on the spiritual blessing, not the physical blessing.
那呢，这个第二点就是呢，我们要祷告的是神的心意，而不是我们自己的心意。
And the third and fourth in praying Jesus' spirit is that the pray in love, pray with love.
那呢第三第四点呢祷告呢就是我们要在神的爱中来祷告。
And forgive other as God forgive us.
那我们赦免别人的免了别人债如同神免了我们的债。
And the final one we talk about give us today our daily bread.
那最后呢我要讲到这个就是我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Be content with what you have.
就是说我们要满足我们现在所有
的。Be content with what you have.The happiest person is the one who content whether he has this or this and he does not need, he need God. In God you'll find everything you need.
那呢最幸福的人呢其实就是一个知足的人，因为在神里面呢一切你都能够找到。
Okay, that's in praying in Jesus' spirit.
那这里就是怎么样在耶稣基督的灵中祷告。
That's the second principle.
这是第二的重点。
The first principle is that we already talked about that last time is thatThe Romans chapter 8:26-28.
那呢最后的一点呢我们上次已经讲到了是罗马书第八章。
From 26-28, Alvin, can you post it on the screen?
26-28.
Chapter 8:26-28. You can read the Chinese first. I'll follow with the English.Okay. You read first. Chapter 8, verse 26.
Do
you want me to read? Yeah. Anna, you can read that first.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵用 亲自用说不来的叹息替我们祷告。小鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
OK, the Bible actually clearly to mention, actually we don't know how to pray.
那这里呢，圣经里清清楚楚讲到呢，我们其实是不知道怎么祷告的。
Because we are influenced by the world, by people's opinion, by all kind of media, everything.
因为呢，我们被世上的事情、世上的人，还有就是社交媒体等等来影响。
We don't know really how to pray for the thing beneficial to us.
那我们不知道呢，我们应该做什么样的祷告是对我们有益的。
And that's okay because God knows, God knows you need to pray with a joyful spirit. You pray in Jesus' spirit to follow God's will.And also, once you follow this, you still don't know how to pray the good prayer, and the Holy Spirit will come into your aid.
那当你呢，就是以一个喜乐的灵，用基督的灵来祷告，但是呢，你还是不知道怎么祷告的时候呢，这个圣灵就会帮助你来祷告。
God knows we are human being, we are weak.
那神知道我们只是一个人，我们是软弱的。
Our will want to do that, but our will is really weak too.
那呢，我们心灵固然愿意呢，可是我们的肉体就是行不出来。
But now you're better. You know God's will. You know that when you pray with joy, you know the difficult time will go, and God will guard your heart. But now, when it comes to still you're learning, Holy Spirit will come to your aid.
那呢，你就是你在痛苦中的时候呢，你在学习怎么祷告呢？那圣灵就会来帮助你，知道让你知道。
It says right here.And also in Corinthians chapter 1, 2, but we don't have time to read that. It says right here, you don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for you.
那我们在哥林多前书也有同样的讲到，就是我们其实本不知道怎么祷告，但是圣灵呢用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
We don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit will replace your prayer.
那我们不知道怎么祷告，但是呢，圣灵会帮助我们祷告。
With the correct prayer,
用一个对的方法来祷告。
He who searches the heart knows the mind of the spirit.
那鉴察人心的呢，就知道圣灵的意思。
Then the Holy Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
那呢，圣灵呢就会按着呢神的旨意呢来为这个神的孩子来祷告。
Wow, that's pretty good.
是不是很好？
The Holy Spirit from your heart will correct your prayer to present to God, and God listened to the Holy Spirit. Now is the correct version.
那就是呢，神呢听你圣灵在你里面的祷告，这个祷告呢，而且是通过圣灵更改之后的祷告。
God knows the will of the Holy Spirit.
神知道就是你里面那个圣灵的叹息那个祷告。
A brother prayed for his marriage.
那有一个弟兄呢，为他的婚姻祷告。
He told me this is the woman.
他就说，哦，这个就是那个女人呐。
I said, how do you know?
我说你怎么知道呢
？I know, you know, because my heart pounding.
他说我知道，因为我见到她我就心跳啊。
I know she is good.
哦，我也知道她很好。
And later on, we find out that woman is very tricky.
那后来他发现，哎，这个女人是很狡猾。
She had a beautiful, you know, appearance.
那她外面呢很美丽。
But the character is really bad.
但是呢，这个就是心胸很邪恶。
Then he said, you know, I make a mistake because I cannot read the inside.
然后他就说，哎呀，我看错了，因为我看不懂他的内心，没看懂他的内心。
Now my heart is pounding too.
现在我的心也在跳。
I almost make a mistake.
那我差点就是做了一个错误的决定。
And God saved me.
但是神呢救了我。
Right, human being, we sometimes you know make mistake. We back and forth. You know, we don't know what's the right or wrong.
那我们作为人呢，我们就是常常会啊犯错。
But the Bible, if you believe the Bible say you just pray for that, God will arrange that person to come to your life.And it's a providence of God. It's a promise in the Old Testament. There's some cases, but you must pray first.
那呢，在我们就是要先祷告。那神呢，就会能够就是帮助你把这个人带在你的面前。
Pray together with your brother and sister.
就是跟你的弟兄姐妹一起来祷告。这个圣经上以前有讲过，就是有这样的事情，就是先要祷告，然后呢，神就会把这个女人带在你面前。
Because God promised a good wife is a gift from God.
因为圣经上有一个应许呢，就是那个好的太太呢，乃是从神而来的。
And vice versa.
当然也是相互的。
It's a gift of God.
这是一个神的礼物。
It's a matching. God matching this couple.
那神呢，就是那个就是媒人。
It's like the falling of a bird. Without God's will, it will not fall.
那就是像那个天空的鸟，除非神的旨意呢，这个鸟也不会掉到地上。
If you pray, God will for sure you bring you to the right person, but you must wait also too.
那呢，你只要你相信呢，神就会把这个正确的人带到你的面前。
And also according to God's principle, the will of God too. You know, you just wait, continue to wait.
那你就是要持续的来祷等候。因为呢，等候神的心意。
And that's how it works. It has worked here, right here. And you don't know, but God knows. God knows everyone, the character of the person. And that's why 28, that's very important. Why the Holy Spirit will help you? Because of that, all things will work together for the good of those who love him.
那呢，我们是不知道怎么祷告的，我们就是要等候。所以呢，这里二十八节也讲到，就是我们呢知道万事都要互相效力，为叫爱神的人来得益处。
Sometimes we just take the 28 verse 20 out of context. Often we work together for the good.
那有的时候呢，我们就单单的只是把二十八节来挑出来讲，就说哦，万事都互相效力。
We forgot the context is when the Holy Spirit pray for you the right prayer.The God, children of God, all things will work together for Him.
其实呢，这个经文呢，我不可以单出来挑来讲，而是呢，要放在这个当中。这个讲的呢是，就是按着圣灵见这圣灵的祷告的那些人。
If you don't pray, chances are, I tell you, you make a lot of mistake, you suffer a lot.
如果你不祷告呢，其实大部分环境下呢，你就会就是吃亏的。
If you are non-Christian, for sure, there's no guarantee.
那呢？如果你是还没有信主的，那就是一定会，一定是。
Actually, the one who is believer, often will work together for the bad. Actually,
那有些人就会觉得万事都互相效力，就是为了那些不好的人。
You thought, you know, hey, this guy just won the 649. 2 years later, he went bankrupt.
那呢？你看有些人，你看到一些就是中那个大奖彩票的，两年之后呢，可能就是破产了。
I think my friend is doing good in this business. Suddenly.We went bankrupt.
那我也
don't know why.
你看你的朋友哦，可能在这个他的事业上很成功，可是可能过两年他就破产了。
He never pray, never do anything. He just believe himself.
因为呢，他们没有祷告，他们只是相信依靠自己而已。
We don't. He doesn't know. You know, we are only human being.
他们并不知道我他们只是一个人。
We make mistake.
人是会犯错的。
But with God's help, the Holy Spirit and the God's power, all things will work together.For the good of God's children.
那我们靠的圣灵呢，就是万事都会互相效力，为叫神的儿子。
Because Holy Spirit pray for you, Jesus in heaven pray for you. The reason Jesus why is still in heaven, he's doing something. He praying for you.
那圣灵为我们祷告，那耶稣也为我们祷告。为什么耶稣现在坐在天上呢？他其实只是在做一件事情，就是为我们祷告。
Okay, that's the number three. And pray in the Spirit means let the Holy Spirit pray for you.
那呢，这是第三件事情，就是说呢，我们要靠着圣灵来祷告，就是圣灵呢会在我们里面帮助我们来。
You keep praying according to this three principle, and the last principle is a very easy one.
那我们就靠着这前面三个讲的这个祷告，然后最后一个呢是比较简单的。
And the result, you can see the result. We look at the chapter 3, verse 20. Alvin, look at chapter 3, 20.
Roman
吗？No, sorry, that is Ephesians.
Ephesians. 以弗所书.
对.
第三章.
Yeah. We mentioned, we read that, but we did not really study it. That's the last one.
刚才读，但是没有仔细的来讲。
We just read 6:18. Now we go back to chapter 3, verse 20. Anna, can you read that?
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就这一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now this one is a answer to our prayer. That is a four. That is a promise there.
那这是一个应许，就是一个祷告的一个应许。
Now we see now the after we pray, the Holy Spirit will work, and we follow God's will, and the Jesus prayer, we follow the guideline of Jesus prayer. We pray with joy, rejoice in the Lord always, and God will give us desire of the heart. And how much God can give us to us?
那当我们就是靠着圣灵，靠着喜乐的灵、耶稣的灵来祷告呢，按着他的应许祷告呢，神会。给我们多少呢?
That is everything in verse 20. The first thing is, 神能, God is able.
那第一个呢,就是这里讲的,神能够。
That's the first thing. God is everything is possible with God.
那万事呢,在神都可以,都能。
You think that's not possible, if you pray according to God's will, according to what we talk about, God is able.
那有的时候你觉得一件事情是不可能成的，但是呢，你看到圣灵呢，你知道这个神是可以。
And Tamara knew that.
那我们的 Tamara 知道神可以能够。
Yeah, everything is possible.
万事都可以。
And a lot of people, you know, and they experience God's grace miracle too.
那有很多其他人呢，也经历过神的这样子的恩典或者是神迹。
The first thing is.God is able to do anything according to His will, not according to your will.
那第一个呢，就是神能够成就，就是靠着他的能力，不是靠着你的能力。
Where's the power?
但是那个能力从哪来呢
？Actually, very interesting. The power is within us.
但是这个很特别，就是这个能力呢是在我们。
According to His power at work in us.
那呢是靠着他的能力，但是在我们里面的。
And of course, that power is the Holy Spirit, because God said the Holy Spirit is the inner power.
那呢，当然这是圣灵。圣灵呢是一种里面的力量。
In many many verses of Bible, but the immediate one is at 3:16. God's Spirit will strengthen us in your inner being.
那有很多经文。那最近的一个经文就是这16节，就是说呢，这个灵能够让你里面的力量刚强起来。
Wow, that's tremendous. God is able to use the power of resurrection, the power of creation, the power of new creation to do things for me.
那呢神呢能够使这个就是复活的那个能力，那个更新那个能力在你里面，使你刚强。
Remember, the resurrection power is not a normal power. Resurrection means, okay, this thing already dead, and it will become alive again. Reverse the process.
那呢，这个就是复活的能力呢，是一个非常强的能力，就是一个东西已经死去了，可是呢，神能够把这个东西复活。
The law of decay or the law of entropy means once everything deteriorates, disintegrate into something, then it will not go back, will never go back. That's science, right?
那我们就是知道，就是这个，比如说一个东西腐烂，如果它腐烂了，它是不可能再恢复它当初的那个样子。
This power is talking about And chapter 2 talking about the resurrection power of the new creation power. You can walk on the water. You can and move the mountain. All this is against the scientific law.
那这里讲到这个复活的能力呢，这个有生命的能力呢，是一个能力是你可以移山的，一个就是我们正常看不见的一个能力。
The resurrection power, the dead become alive.
那这个复活的能力就是一个死去的东西能够复活。
And that is in the new creation.
那这是在这个新造。
This new power
生命里面可以有的。
Is already in us.
那这个能力呢，其实已经在我们里面了。
But God will not allow us to use freely because that's dangerous.
那这个能力呢，神不会随随便便让你来用，因为呢，这是比较危险。
Because if God let us do it, we move the mountain everything.
如果我们神允许我们做，那我们天天就把山移来移去。
And you move the mountain to your backyard.
把那个山移到你的后院。
Or suddenly it become a $10 million house.
好，突然你的房价就增长十倍。
God cannot do that. You only pray, let God determine this power is.Is it applicable to your situation?
那么你其实我你就祷告看一下呢，你的祷告是不是神觉得是适合你的环境？
The one with really, you know, if you look at karate or something, someone who is on the top with a black belt, usually he does not use his power.
那呢，如果你看那些就是柔术，不是那个叫什么？空手道，如果那个就是穿黑带的，通常呢不会天天去打架。
You don't even know he has black belt.
那一般这些人呢，他都不会，你甚至都不知道他是有黑带。
He's the junior. He tried to fight everybody.
是那些小的，很喜欢每天都去打架。
Because God can, if you have that power, you know how to control the power. You won't use it.
因为呢，你有这样能力的时候呢，你是可以来控制你的能力，然后你不会天天的就是。
Only in some circumstances you will consider everything before you use it.
那呢，就是只有在你会啊，就是来考虑一切正确的环境下，你才会使用。
God gave you this power on earth, but mostly He's still in control. Otherwise, everything is in a mess.
那呢，神是给你这样的能力的，但是呢，他还是在掌控之中。要不然的话呢，就是你天天使用这种能力，不就
why
乱成一团了吗
？Why God give us His power?
那为什么神要给我们这个
能力呢？Because we are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
We have resurrection power.
我们有这个复活的大能。
Not you by Holy Spirit.
啊，不是你的能力，乃是圣灵的能力。
Already in us.
在我们里面。
When we go to heaven as a new creation, we will give life too, like Jesus. We will have this kind of power.
那当我们呢在复活在天上的时候呢，我们也会有像耶稣一样有这样子的。
Now you have to talk to God first and see God. Hey, God, can we do it? And God will consider everything before He will grant it.
那呢，就是你要做之前呢，你就是问神啊，我能不能做呢？神呢就会考虑我们一切的祷告，然后呢，就是按着我们的情况。
God is able with an infinite power.
那神呢，他的无限的能力呢，他是可以
continue to reign.
充充足足成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
英文 in English is that God will do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine.
那英文这里讲到呢，就是说神的能力呢，就是没有办法来衡来量的。
Now the first thing is that the God can, He's able, to use the power within us to give you what you ask for.
那第一呢，就是说神能够靠着运行在我们心里的能力呢。
The second thing is,
来应许我们的祷告。
God can give you, not only give you what you ask for, give you more.
那第二呢，就是不仅仅是给你所祷告的，乃是给你更多的。
Not only give you more, give you much more.
不仅仅是给你多一点，而是给你很多很多，更多更多。
And the original text in Greek is even more, just a four level, give you much, much, much more.
那呢，在这个希腊的原文呢，其实是讲到更多、更多、更多的。
So that is a four things here.
所以这有四点。
In this verse,
在、
God can give you what you ask for.
第一呢，就是神能够把你想要的给你。
He can give you more than you ask for.
可以甚至给你多过你所求的。
Give you much more.
给你更多更超过你更多更多你求的。超过你更多更多更多。
You don't need to very understand that you just say God will give you infinitely more.
那你不能理解，你就可以想象神会
He's able to do
给你呢无限多的，超过你所求的。
Not only what you ask, what you imagine too. You never thought of that.
不仅仅是说你求的，而是你想都没有想到过的。
If you follow the four principles,
如果你按着这四个就是principle,
right? Pray all these four prayers.
用这不同四个不同条件下的这个祷告。
Pray with a joyful spirit.
用那个喜乐的灵来祷告。
Pray in Jesus' spirit.
用耶稣的灵祷告，用主祷文来祷告。
pray in the Holy Spirit of
圣灵
Holy Spirit of hope he will direct you.
那这个盼望的灵呢
Finally, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, which is in you.
那最后呢就是靠着这个在你里面的这个圣灵来
God's answer has no limit.
那神的这个应许呢是 无限的
Unlimited by time and space.
那 不受这个时间空间的限制
Some of the things you think is God's will, you want it to be accomplished, you can still pray for them.
那呢有一些东西你觉得是神的旨意你可以持续的来祷
There's no limit.
是没有条件的
It's like pay for the cancer, all these things. Actually, God has done a lot of things for our church. Many people have cancer already cured.
那呢就是像癌症这一类其实我们教会有很多人有癌症都有祷告医治的这个经历
Yeah, we ask God and pray together and God can to God is normal thing. He do it every day.
那我们就是祷告向神求那神呢其实对他来说这是每一天他都会收到这样的
Because spirit of life. The Holy Spirit is spirit of life.
因为呢圣灵呢是这个生命的灵
It's resurrection power.
是这个复活的灵
From death to life.
从这个死亡到生命
So the not only give us what we think what we imagine to So we read one more Bible and that's all. That is in 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1:9.
那我们继续再读一章经文。哥林多前书一章第九节。
Sorry, chapter 2.
哦，二章。前书二章第九节。
Chapter 2:9. And you read that.
神为爱他的人所预备是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想到的
verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了因为圣灵参透万事就是神深奥的事也参透
God's power in prayer in you if you follow the four principles and pray all kinds of prayer and God has no limitFor His promise to you.
那如果呢，就是刚才用刚才所讲的四个principle 呢，然后做那四个不同环境下的祷告呢，条件的祷告呢，神呢就会就会给你这一切的应许。
What no eyes has seen.
就是这个应许，就是呢，就是眼睛
No ear has heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
No human mind has conceived.
人心也未曾想到的。
God has prepared for those who love him.
那就是为那个爱神的人呢所预备的。
Those love him, the first thing about loving God is pray with all your heart.
那呢就是爱神的第一个条件呢就是
Pray with all your heart.
就是用你的全心全意来祷告。
That's because that's Lord's will. Pray with all your soul, all your mind.
就是全心全意的来祷告。
That's the great commandment is love the Lord with all your heart, also all your mind. The first thing you must pray with all your heart, also like David.
就是我们要全心全意全力的爱神呢，其实就是我们要全心全意全力的来先祷告，像大卫一样。
The answer of your prayer has no limit.
那呢，你祷告的应许呢，其实是没有就是条件的。
But according to God's will, you have to talk to Him first.
但是呢，按着神的应许呢，你要先跟他来。
So now you have four kind of prayer.
所以刚才我们已经知道了四种不同的祷告。
Now you have four principles.
那现在你又知道了四种 principle.
You cannot just pray with a lot of faith. Or this is nothing. God, you have to pray according to the principle of prayer.
那我们不是说这样这样那样祷告，我们是要按照刚才所讲的四种
If you follow that,
principle 来祷告。
Even you say, I have no faith, God. I have no faith. I follow you.
如果你这样的祷告了，然后你跟他说，甚至你说哦，我没有信心，我没有信心。
God will answer because the Holy Spirit will correct that.
神呢还是来应许你，因为呢圣灵能够就是帮助。
If you say I have a lot of faith, you know I know God can give you this card, and don't follow the Bible, you're not going to get it.
那你说哎，我很有信心啊，我有信心，然后你做这样这样这样的祷告，可是你没有这个圣经的这个根据呢？
God is doing you a favor, don't answer because His no is a yes.
那神呢就不会应许。其实神呢其实是帮助你，因为呢在神里边呢no 也是是的。
God want to bless you, that's why He won't answer that.
神呢为了想要祝福你的罪，他并不会应许你所有一切的祷告。
So in this case, you know God answered your prayer with just no limit. But first thing, you have to talk to him, consult him. Hey, God, I want to talk. And we talk. And God say, okay.I'll see.
那呢，就是好像你跟神就是说祷告，就是说神啊，我想要这个，想要那个，然后神就说好啊，那我们来沟通一下，我们看看怎么样才就是更适合你。
But no matter what, I want you to know God will give you not only what you ask, give you much, much more, much, much more, much, much more, and not only what you ask, what you imagine to.
那呢，我知道，就是呢，你祷告的时候呢，神会给你呢，是超过，不仅是超过你所祷告，超过你所想的，而且是更多的、更多的超过你所想的。
So, when you thinking about, hey, will God answer me? Just remember these words, Ephesians chapter 3:20. God is able to do everything according to the power at work in us.
那呢，如果你祷告的时候呢，你想不起来的话，就记得刚才我们读的这个经文。神呢能够照着运行在我们心里的大力
Anything
充充足足的超过我们所求所想的所有的你所求所想的
That's why actually it's good to pray for your marriage
所以呢就是为你的婚姻祷告是很好的一件事情
Because you really don't know
因为你并不知道
And God knows
但是神知道
It's good for you pray for your children
那你 为你的儿女祷告也是一样
Because you don't know what's the best that God knows
你不知道什么对他们最好但是神知道
And all these, you know, especially you don't know God, give it to God. God will give you the best.
那呢，你要把这一切都交给神，神就会把最好。
Even beyond your imagination.
甚至超过你所想的。
So today we just follow these four principles.
那我们今天我们。
We may not understand a lot, but at least we get a little bit here and there.
那我们今天呢，我们就学会这四个 principle. 虽然我们不能够理解完全理解，但是我们就试着去。
And also rejoice in the Lord.Rejoice in your prayer too.
也是，而且呢，也在我们是靠着主呢喜乐，在你的祷告。
You can be thankful at all time, joyful all the time, because God is a God of abundance.
我们呢，因为神呢是一个丰盛的神，所以呢，我们可以就是靠着他。
Just remember, in Him you will find everything you need.
就要记得呢，在他里面呢，你能够找到一切你所想。
He who has God has everything.
有神的人呢，一切你都会有。
In thank God and in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。